Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 and start learning today.
We're going to bring it home tonight with a conversation with a woman that I admire and respect, Echo Bodine. She is a renowned author and teacher, and she is celebrating the opening of a new space in Richfield. And she's going to tell us more about it. She's on our John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Good evening, Echo. Thanks for coming on with me.
Oh, Susie, this is so fun.
Well,
hi,
you know,
honey.
Hi, it's kind of last minute, but I thought Jay Marie said about your opening, and I'm like, oh, I would love to talk to her Sunday. Maybe she can pop on, and here you are. So what is this place? What is it called?
You know what it's called? Well, I keep this. So my name for it is the Center for Intuitive Living, but I refer to it all the time as the center because it's a lot easier for people. And honey, you know what it is? I mean, I'm really excited about it. I've had a teaching center in Minneapolis for many, many, many years, but I've never had one that it has all the things in it that I've wanted. And I finally found a place in the Hub Shopping Center in Richfield, and it's 5,100 square feet.
Wow.
Huge. And honey, you know, it's got, and I should say also that I partnered up with a lady who owned a store called the Enchanted Boutique. And so she moved out of her place, and then now she has the front of my building and I have the back end of the building. And it's perfect because, you know, a lot of people, when they come to the center for classes on how to live intuitively or, oh gosh, they take astrology classes. We have a church called Spirit United. They're going to now in April start having their services there on Sunday mornings. You know, honey, it's just a lot of really cool classes, and then with Bonnie's store up in front, it just makes it really cool. I mean, it's just going to be so cool. And yesterday,
yeah, tell me about that. You had a big deal yesterday.
Oh my God, Susie, honey, I can't even tell you. Oh my God, I'm still today. Honestly, I slept till 5 o'clock this afternoon. I was exhausted. After yesterday, we had over 300 people come to the grand opening. And
what's it called? I mean, the Aura Palooza?
Yeah, We call it the Aurapalooza.
I love that.
One of the guys there has an aura camera, so people can come and get their picture of their aura, their aura taken. And so we just started calling it the Aurapalooza, and people love it. Oh, my God. We were swamped yesterday, Susan.
What do you, so Echo, what do you think that means? Like, what's going on with people that, that they have that yearning, that hunger for that?
No. You know, honey, a lot of people yesterday said to me, I'm so glad that we are getting our community back together because since the pandemic, everybody just kind of went off in their own little corner. And now with the space that we have, which is so nice, so big, like I said, honey, we had so many people yesterday, but we were able to have enough space for everybody, and people, they loved the vendors. There's so many people are searching right now because as a result of the pandemic, a lot of people, you know, they quit their jobs.
Yeah.
Their lives changed. They got out of relationships, started new relationships. Honey, so many people are searching right now for the meaning of their life. Mm-hmm. Why is this all going on?
Mm-hmm.
What is the point?
Right.
And that's why people come.
Yeah.
Because they can't help understanding what is going on right now.
So let's talk again. So you have this space, you call it the center, and it's inside of there, there's this enchanted boutique to purchase, you know, jewels and jewelry and crystals, candles. But then in the back, it's you and then you have other psychics or healers or teachers that are there all the time? Do you make appointments? Kind of explain how it works.
Well, okay. So first of all, let me say with the Aurapalooza, it's the third Saturday of every month from 10 to 5. Okay. So we're always there and there's always about 35 vendors who do different things. And then people can either, you know, the best thing that people can do is sign up on my, for my, excuse me, honey, my email, on my website,
on
the homepage, they can scroll down and then just sign up and they'll get the newsletter that will let them know. I always let people know who the vendors are and what they do and how they can pre-register for a session if they want. but now we're going to have, like, an astrologer is going to teach astrology classes. I'm going to teach classes on how to live intuitively. There's going to be healing classes. This retired pastor, Lutheran pastor, who's really gotten into spirituality, he's going to be teaching classes out of there.
What is tapping? I see EFT, E as in Edward, F as in Frank, T as in Tom. What is that?
Yeah. You know, honey, it's tapping. And it, I can't really explain it myself. I know.
I've actually heard about it. I think it's like a.
Yeah.
It's, I don't want to say it's a distraction, but if you're having pain or something, then you tap a certain part of your face or your chest, and that takes your attention to that tapping and away from that pain. I thought that was what I remember it being. Well, that's pretty cool.
You know. Yeah, you know more than I do.
Oh,
right?
I don't
know. And I feel
much.
Bad. That I can't give her, I can't give it a better description. But
that's okay.
Yeah, people.
So
people, they tap. Yeah, it does something. Yeah,
it's neat.
Sorry, God.
No, that's it's terrible. All right. No big deal. It's just you and me and anyone who's listening tonight. Yeah. But you talk a lot about. I want to ask you about intuitive living. So if someone's listening, like your intuition, what is your intuition?
You know what, sweetheart? I have come to believe that it is the voice of God within us. And it's, you know, it talks in the Bible, it talks about the still small voice within, and that's where we find God is the still small voice within. And honey, for most of my life, my mom started teaching me when I was 7 how to listen to my intuition. And she would always point to my stomach and say, well, what does your intuition say? And finally, I started to get it, what she was talking about. It was that that feeling inside. And, you know, my dad always made fun of it. Oh, yeah, that thing you women have. But I've come to understand it over many, many years. It is different from psychic abilities. A lot of people think it's the same thing, but it's not, because psychic abilities are pretty much up in our head, and then intuition is down, I think, somewhere between our heart and our belly button, and it's that inner knowing that we get. You know, we just know things. Or women use the expression, I just know this is what I should do. Mm. And men say, well, you know, my gut says this is what we should do. Mm. And that's how people can tell if it's their intuition when they're using the word knowing. Mm. That's how they can tell. Because, you know, Susie, it takes time to develop a relationship with your intuition. And yet it's just like the coolest thing ever, because it never lies to us. It always, its job is to guide us. Mm. And I love it.
What are some simple things that someone could do that might help them tap into their intuition?
Okay, so first of all, you mainly, and I keep this all really simple, but I tell people, put your attention down in your heart area when you're asking a question. Like if you wake up in the morning and you know, you talk to God or you talk to whoever, and you just say, you know, I need some guidance today. Or let's say you're about to go into a business meeting and you just say to your intuition, okay, give me some guidance here. I want to say the right words. And then instead of putting your attention up on your head, you bring it down to your heart, and you get these feelings of inspiration. Mm. Or another one, really simple, Susie, is just listen to that part of your body throughout the day. Because, honey, you know, here's a simple story, but an example is standing in the grocery store, and I was in the grocery line, mm-hmm. and I was next to check out, and my inner voice, I get this sense of butter, and I quietly said to my intuition, I have butter. Butter. I said, I don't need butter. Butter. And I thought, oh, for God's sakes, I don't need butter. So I get home and I look in the refrigerator, and there's butter. Oh, well, I had a half a pound, but still I had butter.
Yeah.
Well, honey, no lie. Half a minute later, my neighbor shows up at the front door, Echo. Do you have any butter I can borrow? She says,
God.
I'm having a party, and I ran out of butter. And I said, how much do you need? Oh, probably just a half a pound. Do you have that? And I'm thinking, oh, my God.
Yeah.
And so, yep, I ordered my butter, and then I didn't have any more butter. So, honey, it's like that. It gives us these little knowings, and the problem with all of us is we just think it's silly until we find ourselves saying, 5 minutes later, oh, I just knew I was supposed to do that.
Right.
I just knew that.
Right.
And we don't know how did we know that, but we knew that. And that's intuition.
It's interesting because my mom always talks about her Aunt Annie, you know, that back in the day, in earlier times when life was a little more slow and careful, that her Aunt Annie could tell, like, if somebody was going to die. She'd look in her teeth,
oh, okay.
and she would say, well, blah, 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 and that would happen. And I do think that in a busy world, a digital world, a fast-paced world, a gimme, gimme, gimme world, it's easy to become disconnected to your intuition and not pay it any mind. Don't you agree that in the day back in simpler times, maybe? Yeah.
Yes, honey. I mean, look at everything that we go through in just one day, all the decisions we have to make, all the conversations we have. Oh, God. And then we're trying to hear the still small voice inside. It's a challenge.
Yeah.
For sure it's a challenge. But we can do it. We can learn how to do it. And yes, I really believe our ancestors relied so much more on their intuition than we do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They just did.
But it's not lost.
But
it's not. Yeah. You can always call it up, right? Or sit there with,
24/7. It's always there.
It's always,
always
there.
Guiding us.
I love it.
Yeah, honey.
Well, so for third Saturday of the month, and the store is opened. Can you come in and shop and check it out at any time? Okay.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. It's called Enchanted Boutique, and Bonnie's going to be open, I think, pretty much every day, honey. She's talking about maybe taking Mondays off, but she's not sure yet. She's going to wait and see what people seem to want or need. And but right now, I know she was open today. She was just as busy. Oh God, we were so busy yesterday, Susie. And she said last night, I'm going to go home and go to bed. And she said she woke up this morning and she just knew she should go open up the store. She said she was really busy today.
Oh, that's so great. Well, I'll have to pop over. I'll have to come see you.
You have to, honey, you have to. It's in the Hub Shopping Center right next to Walgreens.
Okay.
And I mean, we're easy to find. It's right in Richfield. The address is 8 West 66th Street.
Perfect.
And we got lots of parking. And it's just a wonderful place, honey.
I can't
so
wait
come
to
and check it out.
I will. We'll have a beautiful night. Get some rest. And thank you for coming on tonight.
Oh, honey, are you kidding? Thank you. This is such an honor. Honest to God, Susie.
Oh.
It's a real honor.
Well, I appreciate what you do, and I think that essentially that learning to get to be friends with our intuition and seek its guidance is so helpful in a world that's so full of rushed and pain and so to take a minute and just slow down, that still voice.
I agree.
Yeah. Well, have a beautiful night, and look forward to seeing you soon.
Okay, honey.
All right. Thank you. Good night.
Bye-bye.
That is Echo Bodine celebrating the grand opening of her new Center for Spiritual Development. Again, as she mentioned, it's in the Hub Shopping Center at West 66th Street in Richfield, and a lot to see and do. You can always find out more about what Echo is doing at Echo Bodine, that's echobodine.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
What does it mean to live a brave life? It's about showing up, staying grounded, and having the physical and mental energy to handle the pace of life. And that is one of the reasons to love Ancient and Brave and their pure, potent, powerful supplements. Ancient and Brave has been an iconic wellness brand in the UK for years, and now they've launched in the US with incredible products that change the game, like their True Creatine and True Collagen. They come in gorgeous jars or on-the-go sachets for wherever you're off to. Ancient and Brave is a certified B Corp and members of 1% for the Planet. They offer tools that genuinely support and nourish your Brave, backed by scientists and experts. Right now, Ancient and Brave is offering an exclusive offer. Head to ancientandbrave.com. and use the code EMMA for 20% off your first order. Give your body a little daily bravery. It adds up. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.